This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So we're all good?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, this is it.
Wow. This is it.
We're doing this.
It's already done.
That's a fact.
I just did it. Bought all the shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this shit better work.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say. What if they don't like it?
I mean, we can't be pessimistic about it, though.
No, it will.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, what if they don't like it?
Ah, jeez.
Oh, shit. That's the wrong button.
Shit. Guys, see, well, we're new to they're this. Not going to like it with this start.
I think you have the...
That's the older one?
I don't know.
So hold on.
It's a real thing, man. You know?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, man, shout out to Mayonnaise.
There we go. We got it now.
Shout out to Mustard.
Let me try.
That's good.
Let me try. Shout out to all my albinos.
Yo, I know.
Yeah.
I knew like 3 albinos in my whole life.
Yo, yeah.
Me too. About the same amount.
There's 3 or 4.
There's 3 key albinos in my life.
Yeah.
Shit.
Damn. And I still think about them to this day. I'm like, yo, damn.
And from getting out of high school, I haven't really seen them. What was so funny?
Yo. I don't know more than 3 albinos.
Yo, that's weird, bro.
Bro, my whole life.
I can name them.
I can't name them.
Nah, I couldn't name them.
First and last name. I could draw them on a fucking picture.
That's
how much I remember them.
Damn. All
right. Nah. We're not going to do that, though. We're not going to put them on a fresh like that.
Nah. Whatever. Shout out to my albinos.
Trust me, bear ratings.
No cap.
Yo, this is kind of cool. We have a fucking soundboard.
So, if you came to the channel looking for group chat and then this shit popped up.
That shit's dead.
R.I.P., man. You know what I'm saying, man. Stop about being positive, man. Group chat's in a better place.
Facts.
It had its days.
Facts.
It was fun.
Facts.
But then the beers got crazy. Shit changed. Damn, wait.
Or did it change?
What?
That's wrong. That wasn't the right button.
Oh, yeah. I think I got a different picture up here.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You gotta claim that, bro.
Yo, but honestly,
send me that screenshot real quick.
Huh?
Send me that screenshot real quick.
I got you.
Show me screenshot real shit.
What?
Show me screenshot. Yo, I mumble so much. I just I'm so used to people asking me to repeat myself. So I just the first time I always just fuck it up on purpose. You're gonna ask me what? So fuck it.
Yo.
What? Did you go downstairs already? Or? Trust me, it's a waste of time to say it perfectly.
Bro, that's fire.
What? I zoned the fuck out. What'd you say?
Come on.
Yo, I'm just so used to mumbling that. Like, when I talk to people, I'm so used to them.
God damn, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Anyways.
It's all good.
Group chat was, you know what I mean, our old shit. Came on here looking for group chat. It's a dub, basically. Random Order's new podcast. If you guys want to head over to iTunes and Shazam, all that shit.
I don't think you stream on Shazam. I think Shazam.
Yeah, I think it's. I always get the two confused. Spotify. Go on Spotify. Subscribe.
Subscribe to Shopify.
The Shopify too. Our Swagbucks account.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yo, hit me on LinkedIn. First off, I just updated my DP. Just updated my DP. Shout out my LinkedIn.
Good comeback. But yeah, make us number one podcast, cause shit. Man, put mad time into this still.
Bro, so many fucking pieces. Everyone says, oh yeah, start a podcast. It's easy. It's just do this.
Get a mic.
Bro, there's so many pieces. And then they all interact differently and work differently together.
It's
So you gotta, like, the combination can never, like, you know what I mean?
The back and forth between you and the audio man, but regardless, and it's crazy.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
Everything's plugged in correctly.
Everything's working. And guess what? Guess what? What's Shells that? Is in the fucking building.
Shells.
Guess what? Guess what?
What? What?
My man Faitana's in the fucking building.
Faitana Bandana.
It's a good day.
Faitana the human bandana.
It's a good day.
Yeah, that's actually hard.
The human fucking bandana. It's crazy because,
like, yo, hard. A lot of people, like, when they first meet me, right? Mm. They often, like, just go straight to my ball skills for obvious reasons. Shit. And I'm just like, yo. All
right.
Hit that. Yeah, you know what I mean? I know I'm a good baller, but it's just like kind of like, you know what I mean? Get off my nuts. I don't really want to play with you that bad. Tano's hit me up like, yo, Trey, play me 1-on-1. Bro, I beat this nigga like 7-0.
Ooh, on a set?
On a set.
Damn.
Yeah. Shout out Faitana.
I don't know, man.
He's better at other things, you know?
Yeah.
Better at other things.
He's like a good guy.
He's a good friend still. Like,
he's a pretty good guy.
The vibes are
right.
He orders
pizza sick.
Yeah, he got us pizza today with extra cheese and chicken.
I ain't gonna lie, I had to take the chicken off because I don't eat meat, but it's okay. Yeah. I ain't complaining.
How was that?
It was all right. It wasn't that bad. Like,
I did that for like a month. And it was pretty good.
Oh, you mean like just being like pescatarian?
Yeah.
That's fire. I love it.
Yo, it's pretty easy, but I can't go.
You ever wake up and say, like, yo, fuck.
Nah,
I don't want a chicken burger.
Nah, you just get over it.
Yeah.
You get over it a lot.
Like, it's mainly like if I go like to eat out with people, we go to a restaurant, then, you know, you don't know what's going to be there, if we're going to like it and shit, but.
I feel like I couldn't do that now because I have no control when I'm like drunk and I'm like, yo, fuck, man, that burger looks really good. Like, after, or like Chinese food. I'm going to want to get, like, the
general
towel.
You know what? I, like, train myself to, like, not give into that, like, those wants when I'm drunk. Because I realize, like, they're not real. It's just, like, the fucking alcohol amplifying things. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I'm drunk,
That shit is pretty convincing, though.
Yeah, it's pretty
convincing. It is. Like, so mad years of just, like, yo,
just
like,
eat the chicken,
eating mad munchies and shit. But now I just, like, check out, like, bro, if I know I ate, like, an hour or two before this, I know I'm not hungry. It's my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that should just be like, yo, just get a fucking nugget. Eat it.
But you gotta think about it.
Nah, it's
like,
hard to control, man.
When you're in the States, it's like 20 chicken nuggets for like $1.49.
49
you remember
cents.
That one night in Florida we went to McDonald's like mad early. We got the fucking chicken nuggets. I get it.
Shout out chicken nuggets.
But we're not in the States.
Shout out
chicken nuggets, man.
Yo, I gotta do a little segment I like to call Fuck You, you heard? Yo, fuck you to, like, it's just the people I don't like. Yo, fuck you to the people that be charging me 25 cents for a dip. Like,
don't disrespect me.
Nigga, run me my ranch, nigga.
Bro,
it's not that serious.
Give
man.
Me my dip,
honestly.
It's not that serious.
Honestly, like, we gotta break it down. It's really not that serious.
Bro, every order should come with 5 dips.
Bro,
10
5
dips.
Dips.
Bro, Put it this way.
What?
How many nuggets is in my combo, ma'am?
20 10. Nuggets. 20 fucking
dips. I'm getting the 10. I don't got that much on me right now. 10. I'm going to need 10 dipping sauces.
Whoa.
I'm going to need them lined up like this drum pad.
I just love sauces.
There's so many
I
combos,
just love dips.
Bro.
But 10, nigga?
Yes.
10. 5.
Yeah, I can think of 10 dips. Yo, think of 10 crazy dips. If you had
10 crazy dips, watch this.
You have mad nuggets.
Watch this. Barbecue sauce, sweet chili heat, habanero, the wet buffalo sauce, ranch. Obviously, barbecue, bowl barbecue, hickory barbecue, Diana barbecue. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't even get to the honey mustard yet. I ain't even get to the honey
yet. It was easy.
Go off, sis. I'm not even trying to get that hot right now. I just started.
Yo, shout out to the old sweet and sour sauce from Wendy's, man.
Oh, shit.
Good times.
Good ass times.
Good times with that sauce,
man. I think about that shit, I'll be like, damn, like, it's not even here anymore. And kind of like, talking about that gets me in my feelings, and what else gets me in my feelings is RIPG baby man.
RIPG baby man. Shout out to G baby man.
Damn.
Man, I remember all these memories, me and G baby.
The good times, man. Though, like,
shout out Lil Saint, man. RIP Lil Saint.
That's my dog.
RIP Lil Saint.
RIP Lil Saint, man. RIP Chris Brown from Stomp the Yard.
RIP Crit Breezy. RIP Crit Breezy.
From Stomp out the Yard.
Y'all remember all the shorties at school were crying because Chris Brown died.
Nigga, 5 minutes. He died in five
I was
minutes.
Tight.
5 minutes.
I was
that's
tight. As a little
that's
kid,
not right, bro. Like,
in real life, I think you just have to go somewhere or some shit.
Chris, yeah, we got Chris ready for an hour. Yeah. That's what we were thinking.
You know what? Like, all right, nigga.
Come in, dance. You're going to die. You get to go home. I'd take that shit. I'd be like, hell yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, 80 bands? Hell yeah. Sure.
That was like, what, his first movie?
Bro. Was that his first movie?
I feel like it was. I feel like it was.
I kind of can't wait to like count. Do kind of first movies.
It was like a warm up.
Because I feel like the parts are going to be so small, and I'm going to be like, yo, go watch this movie. I'm in this shit.
Of course. I'm promoting the shit out of that.
2 seconds, bro.
Bro, my fucking fingernail.
I don't give a shit if it's the back of my head.
Edge of it.
Yo,
is in the fucking frame.
Yeah.
Yo, check out that movie. It's going on my Instagram. It's in my bio.
Confirm. Stomp the Yard.
I'm making an IMDb account.
Yeah, see? I want to wait for my 5 minutes of fame just like that.
I don't even need 5 minutes.
I need, yeah, 10 seconds.
One single frame.
Nah, I want...
I'll scoot by on a fucking scooter.
I want to be the dude that, like, someone runs up to him and say, like, yo, where did he go? Yo, he went that way. That's the part I want.
You
want
to be the snitch.
Bro, I
practiced. That's crazy.
I practiced for 4 months.
You want to be the snitch, my guy?
Nah, like.
What,
no,
but if, you just said
yo,
that.
Yo, rolls
no, 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 no. You didn't even ask me. Nah, you didn't even ask me, like, what I was playing.
Okay.
I'm an army youth with his brethren, and I'm trying to hunt down this guy. So it's like, I'm not snitching. We're on the same team.
Yeah, I,
damn. Yeah, okay. I'm trying crazy. To do that like that little kid in the village. Say, yo, he went that way.
What's y'all like favorite movie like all time?
Damn,
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite is kind of tight.
I love that movie.
That's
a good one.
I could watch it 1,000 times.
I kind of think. Damn, Interstellar was cool. I think that's just more of my recent favorite movie because you have movies like. Damn, there's this one with Jim Carrey. I forgot what it's called. Eternal Sunshine was cool.
That's with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I never seen that.
Eternal Sunshine was cool. And then he had this next one where he was like locked in a like a fake world type shit. What was that called?
Oh shit.
Have you seen Yes Man?
What was that?
That's Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
That show was trash. I watched it the other day.
I hope I'm not mixing the movies. Eternal Sunshine. Did you watch it? Eternal Sunshine? Did you watch Eternal Sunshine?
I haven't watched it.
Damn. I think it was Eternal Sunshine was the one where
I keep falling asleep on movies, man.
Bro, I don't know how you do that.
You guys watch movies at fucking 2 a.m.
I don't think this is
I don't know how
Eternal,
you
yeah, Eternal
oh,
Sunshine
is,
of
is,
the Spotless
is.
Mind.
It is, yeah. It
That's
is.
The one I'm talking about. But then there's one more. Like, he was crazy in that one.
Let's all search it up.
But then same time. There was one more.
Yeah, that's happening right now.
Let's see who gets
Hold
it
on,
first.
Find it.
I'm here.
Drain, you know what I'm talking about?
Jim Carrey movie.
Hold on.
What are you trying to look up right now, though?
There's another movie that
with
like
the TV and the shit. And,
yeah.
Oh, Jim Carrey movie when he's
the
in
Truman
the
Truman Show.
Truman Show. Yeah.
That shit was, yeah.
That
I
shit
got
was
it.
Crazy.
That shit was crazy. We went that far to say that shit was crazy.
I don't think I've seen this.
Bro, these guys start movies at 12
a.m. Oh, this is young Jim Carrey. Holy.
Yeah, young Jim Carrey. We start movies at what?
At 12 a.m.
Yeah, him and Kevin. Yeah, I can't do that shit, bro.
Like, that's when it starts.
Yeah.
You know, you always keep falling asleep.
Honestly, it's
12 a.m., bro.
It's because, like, by the time we get home from work, just, you know what I mean, we're kind of chilling. And then it's just like.
But I feel you, though, man.
I don't start movies when I'm tired, bro.
But it's not I'm tired. I'm just relaxing. I'm just, like, trying to catch up with everything else, sitting on my couch. And I look at the clock. I'm like, damn, it's 12. We didn't even watch our movie yet. Got to watch a movie every night.
Every night?
Yo, I honestly, Kevin put me on his wave. I watch a movie every night with him.
I watch half a movie.
Are you happy? Like, do you enjoy every movie every night?
Yeah, I study it. I try to look at, like, different shots, different, like, writing ways and shit like that. We're watching a lot of comedy. Like, I got just caught up with Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, we finished that season a while back. Mm. Started watching The Office.
Bro, Nathan
For
You.
Nathan For You.
My fucking favorite.
Shout out Nathan For You. Watched a lot of comedy just to kind of, like.
Shout out my dad.
Working on a lot of shit, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. Then he be putting on them scary movies. I'm telling you. Look, I was having this conversation with my brother the other night. Shout out my brother Ryan. I was at his crib and he's just like, yo, they don't really make scary movies anymore. He's scared at
stupid.
Night. Stupid. I'm like, yo, they do. And I'm naming some scary movies that I'm like, yo, kind of had me shook. And then I brought up the movie called The Witch on Netflix. Have you seen it?
Nah.
The Spanish joint?
Damn. Then there's a Spanish joint, Veronica.
That right, Spanish joint was not scary, bro.
That wasn't scary?
No.
With the subtitles on?
Yeah, not at all, bro. I was extremely disappointed in that movie.
You were
for real?
Okay, at one point.
And like, bro, I'm not a scary movie you. Like, I don't really, like, growing up, I never liked them.
But at one point, you said, like, oh, shit, this is kind of scary.
Never.
Never, huh?
I was looking at my phone, bro. That's how bored I was.
Really? That's why you didn't
I swear to God,
see how
like,
scary it was.
I have witnesses, bro. I didn't watch it alone, bro.
You feel like a tough guy?
A little bit. Because niggas was talking like that is like the scariest shit ever, bro.
I watched it in a different setting. I was in Mexico and I was watching it. And I was watching the night. I was kind of shook.
Might have been scared still.
I was scared.
Mexico,
but then there's
bro?
This next, yeah.
No disrespect, though, to Mexicans.
It was, no, because it was a
Shout
Spanish
out Mexico.
Movie,
and Shout out Mexico.
And it was a real story. How are you not scared of a real story?
Once they say that.
Then they showed the pictures at the end. I'm like, going nah, to bed. I don't see that shit.
I feel you. It just wasn't scary, though.
Damn.
Right. Yo, what y'all think of the movie?
It was more interesting.
What y'all think of that movie with the, what was the shit called with the baby, with the girl smash her face on the pole and shit?
Oh, what? Fucking Hereditary.
Hereditary.
Crazy. I'm not gonna lie, crazy.
Bro, I just didn't know they're gonna show that part.
Yeah.
They just showed me. I'm like, oh fuck. I saw it.
I watched that movie like blindly.
Just because it was a kid.
Didn't know what I was going into.
Yeah. Like, bro, this is a baby.
Yeah. Dude, didn't we all watch it together?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah. Yeah, the VIP. Yeah.
I had no idea. Shit, I don't even know. Fuck it.
Yo. A lot of good movies is coming out. A lot of niggas just listen to what people have to say on the internet. That's why I don't really look at any of that shit. Because a lot of people were saying, like, Venom was trash. Bro, mm-hmm. Who doesn't like a good superhero movie? It's just something to watch.
Bro, I live and die by Rotten Tomatoes, man. I can't waste my time, bro.
Nope.
Nah, they're liars sometimes.
You gotta waste
liars.
Your time.
I can't, bro.
Bro, there's sometimes I'm disappointed. There's sometimes I'm like, yo, this movie's fucking crazy.
It hasn't failed me yet, though. Like, I see a movie. You know? If I'm on Netflix or whatever, and I see a poster, and I'm like, okay, this looks interesting. I look it up. If it doesn't have higher than like a 60, I can't rot with it.
Yo, I've always had the completely opposite feelings,
bro.
Movies.
You're bougie. Blame my girl, bro. That's what she got me on.
Both of y'all bougie.
Ow.
Bro, damn.
I ain't talking shit, man. Fuck. Y'all bougie. Bro.
They be tired writing reviews and shit, just making shit up.
Yeah.
56.
Check out deadline.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was bad. I wasn't paying attention. I fell asleep.
They write a review for a movie that's not even out yet. This movie is terrible. It ain't even dropped yet.
What the fuck,
bro?
I got the
Where
screen
they do that at? When does that happen?
Where the fuck they do that at? Somebody tell me where they do that at.
Man, shout out Tomato Sauce one time.
Yeah.
Hey, shit.
Yo, one of my craziest experiences in life was unlocking the garlic-based pizza. It's so special. Shells.
What is that?
Let me tell you. Basically, what it is the best thing on earth.
Trust me.
You lay that down on the bottom, and yo, son, it just melt right there.
The
Any
garlic?
Top is, shut up. Let me talk. Garlic, olives.
Lots of garlic.
Tomato. Anything you put with it, it's like an Italian.
It's like a garlic
Wait,
bread
you make it at
pizza.
Home?
What?
You make it at home?
No,
you
Stop asking stupid questions, nigga.
You order
I'm
it.
Talking. You order it from Domino's.
You should have started with that, bitch.
Just, nigga, stop talking. Stop my having shit over. So basically, you call up Domino's. You say, yo, I'm trying to get that garlic thing. Get the medium two top. It's $7.99. No more. You go pick it up. Go home. Have a good ass time, boy. Fuck you talking about?
That's a good pizza. Niggas don't be ordering pizza right, man. That's my problem.
Pizza right,
That's
nigga.
My problem. It's
nigga,
like,
let me talk my
if
shit.
There's one thing that I, if there's one thing that made me wake up and get mad just to be alive, is niggas don't be ordering pizza right, man.
Niggas don't be wake ordering pizza right.
I can't lie. I don't order pizza right, bro.
I know you don't, nigga.
Bro, don't put just pepperoni by itself.
I'm just very
Nigga,
big.
Are you?
Me?
Don't do that, man. Let me talk my
Arthur
shit. I was getting motherfucking shrimp and feta on pizza.
Nah, I don't do all that shit.
You see what I'm saying? I was Crazy. Doing that since 2003, nigga. Who? What 12-year-old you know how to pick up the phone and say, let me get shrimp?
Trust me, Barry. Man,
like,
story.
Come
Trust
on. You guys are joking, bro. Like, I was ordering shrimp and feta. Bro, we're
Drizzled
ordering...
in honey?
Are you stupid?
Whoa.
I see
me, man. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me.
Ew, nigga.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Go outside and see things.
Fuck that. I go to all these places like Make a Pizza. Those are my guys. Shout out to my guys. Obviously, but
yeah,
I see them put it honey on pizza. I'm like, been doing that. Come on, nigga.
We
Give
been
me
at
my
that.
Respect, nigga.
Grade,
I was
grade five.
I was 11.
Grade
yo,
five.
Yo, Jermaine, let me tell this nigga. I was 11 year old. I'm like, Dad, where's the honey?
I was there.
He was right there.
I was right there. I was directly beside him.
These niggas is not.
I heard it.
And then you add the fucking hot sauce?
You ever do?
Shut up, Shells.
Bro, you're like 11 years old.
Bro, niggas was dropping off the pizza saying, oh, y'all having a party?
No,
it's just me and Jermaine.
It's two kids eating by themselves.
What are you talking about? Anyways, what you talking about, Shells?
I was gonna say, have you ever had honey on like a junior chicken?
Of course.
Of course, we've been at this.
Okay, okay.
Have you ever swapped beef for chicken in a Big Mac?
You ever got the garlic mayo?
Oh, shit.
No. You need to chill with me more. I've been telling you. I miss you. What's up?
I'm here, though.
No, you're not.
Nigga, I've been here like what? Four times this week, bro.
You don't eat meat. You don't eat meat.
I don't eat meat.
Anyways, y'all seen the new Transformers?
The Bumblebee? Shit.
Yeah, the Bumblebee.
Why are they? What are they doing? Like, yo, there has to be one. Yo, thing no over Shia there LaBeouf. Say, yo, stop.
I know. See, not. I know. Go.
Bro, I knew. Fucking Shia LaBeouf was a god since Even Stevens. Then I knew he was a god.
No, you
movie
didn't.
World.
No, you what? Didn't. From Even Stevens.
From Even Stevens.
Bro.
He was
what?
Oh, his performance. Bro. His performance, bro. Even Stevens is the best performance Shia LaBeouf has ever.
Do you know
did.
What you just
bro,
said though?
Do you know what you?
You just
said
you knew he was a god since Even Stevens.
Yeah.
The sun is out. The weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yes. What's proper?
From
what's,
Even...
Yes. Even have Stevens you watched Even Stevens?
I've watched that show, but
bro, hold
no,
on, hold 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 on. Have you seen the episode of The Golden Sausage?
Nah.
You
nah,
haven't? That's why you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking
about. Shut the fuck up!
You don't know what you're talking about, Sheldon.
I just can't. And I can't. Care about all that, right? I'll say holes. I'll say from holes.
Holes. That was right, after.
Holes. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, after, I can't bro. Say from watching Even Stevens, I was looking at this nigga like, yo, he's about to be one of them niggas in the acting game. I can't say I was saying that, bro. I just can't.
That's what you're wrong.
I just feel like you're just saying that.
Nah, you don't got the eye,
I'm not
man.
Just saying that. Boy, I watched that whole show like twice. I can name you every episode, boy. Don't test me. The Golden Sausage was crazy.
Shout out Corey in
have
the
you
house.
Seen? Have you seen the episode where Beans show. Was an alien, and they was following him back into the woods?
Yo,
he
I
wasn't
I
there.
I probably seen it, but
nah.
I probably seen it, but you know.
Y'all like Corey in the house or That's a Raven better?
Yo, honestly,
fuck. I'm gonna go That's a Raven.
Yeah, That's a Raven.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna go That's a
but
Raven.
Yo, Corey in the house is really good.
Corey in the house is good, but like, yeah, That's a Raven.
That's my childhood.
You rocking with That's a Raven?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Smart Guy's up at the top for me.
Oh,
though.
Hell yeah.
Smart Guy. I know every episode of Smart Guy, bro.
Mo. But yo, Mo I don't know. Even Stevens or Smart Guy?
Smart Guy.
Yeah, Smart Guy still.
I'm a black man.
Yeah. They made black
comedy. I'm not saying nothing else. I'm not saying nothing else, bro.
You can't that show was just always funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you see that? Cool, cool.
Bro, what do you guys think about... You heard about Soulja Boy's video game console?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Bro, all you got to do is fucking go on a website, buy some shit from China, design a logo, slap it on, and now it's yours.
But bro, that's exactly what I was saying. Like, bro, this is like an emulator, dog.
Bro, Alibaba.com.
Yeah, that's such some like Soulja Boy shit to do, though.
It is, but yo, apparently, like, they're selling, apparently, to him. Like,
bro, that's what happened with the scooter thing, the hoverboard like, shits.
I'm always seeing
shit. It was like a random item in Asia.
Yeah. And he was selling them, like.
No, not him, but just people.
Yeah,
remember we're about to do that shit on some slimy shit. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't slimy. We just saw an opportunity, but we didn't do it.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, but I think it's like I feel like Soulja Boy should have a console. I feel like he deserves that just based on like how he is. But like, it's just that's not it though. Like,
yeah,
I think it's just a quick little opportunity.
Yeah,
so, but like
apparently he's cashing out.
There's too much to that, though, you know? But then there's always, like, Soulja Boy rumors about, like, him not living in his houses and shit like that. Yeah. So, like, what can you really believe when it comes to Soulja Boy?
But,
like,
you can't believe shit when it comes to anything.
That's a fucking fact.
Yeah, you seen the whole... You seen that Travis Scott shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That shit was crazy. Bro,
like...
That was a bar, by the way. What?
I knew that was fake.
Who was fake? What?
Shut up.
The Travis shit?
From you seen the picture?
Nah, I swear. I thought it was real. Maria's like, yo, that's fake. Look at his nose. And I looked at his nose. I'm like, shit.
Look at his nose.
Right. Wasn't his nose, you like, see his nose in front was of like her big face? As fuck.
Bro, nah,
pull
what?
Up the picture, blood. Bro.
Bro, his nose was in the girl's breast, bro. What are you talking about?
Bro, you can see his nose. And then when I saw the reveal video, I'm like, yo, fuck, she was right. This nigga's nose is huge. Yeah, you're looking at his nose right now.
I'm about to look at this shit. Hold up.
Bro, come on.
You can't even see his... Bro. What are you talking about, bro?
Bro, you're not looking at the same picture. You can see his nose,
okay,
bro.
I can see his nose a little. Right. I had to really look, though.
And I'm really looking. And I'm really looking. And his nose is big as fuck. It looks nothing like fucking Travis.
This guy's preying, man.
Bro. You just believe shit? Nah, you got to fucking look into it. But like I said, I thought it was real for like 2 seconds until she said it. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Bro, I thought it was real, but I also didn't care, so... Like I looked at it, I said, "Oh, yeah, that's real," and I scrolled.
Mm. Bro, everything is just fuck. Who cares? Yeah. I scrolled through Twitter. Like, yeah, who cares? Why are you saying that? My voice cracked. Fuck that nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Give a fuck. So what?
It's late. I'm fucking tired.
I'm an aging man. Shout out to Good Posture.
How do you like?
I do not have that. So shout
yo,
out.
Yo, I'm
to
trying
that.
To practice this shit.
Yeah, Shells, sure. Does your voice crack?
No, nah, never that. I'm dark skinned, bro. You heard me.
Yeah, what does that have to do with it?
I don't get it. Yo, man.
It sucks, though. Like, there's sometimes me and Jermaine will go to a meeting and Jermaine's voice cracks and it's embarrassing for me. He's just there, like.
Just leave it. Who cares?
Nice to meet you. Like, really, nigga? Here? Here, nigga?
What? You heard me, nigga? What? You still understand what I'm trying to say?
Yo, what?
I understand that because if you're like going to a meeting or something. On. And like you haven't been talking for a while, and that first time you talk,
yeah,
bro, that's about to be a crack, bro.
Yeah,
you introduce yourself. Bro,
you can't trust him.
One time, me and Jermaine were in a meeting, and this guy was just like, I forgot what he was saying. He said something,
yeah.
And his voice cracked like bad, yeah. Bro. It came to a point where,
bro, he just left it. Bro, I don't know, like, if it was actually pointing that his voice cracked, like, or if like just the fact that he left it alone.
Bro, my like, face is not gonna talk about that. Ending up, I'm like, yo, fuck, I'm gonna laugh. Drain doesn't say something. Usually, when something happens, like we'll try and say something funny quick to laugh at. Yeah, bro, this nigga's voice cracked bad, and then he just kind of smiled, and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get out of here.
Like, bro, you know what happened? I saw it in his eyes. Bro, we wanted to talk about it.
Doritos, here's me. And I'm there like. I'll see, bro.
Oh, yo, just go home. It's been a long day. Just tell you.
Yo, there's, yo. I've been in so many situations where it's just like, yo, I want to burst out laughing, but I can't. And just the fact that I can't makes it so much funnier.
But honestly, bro, I feel like with you, like, especially your personality, people understand you laughing at them like very quickly. Like they won't take offense to you. You know what I mean? Like,
but then again, they may.
Nah, bro. Like if it's like in a situation where it's like literally like first time you talk to someone, if their voice cracks, hey, you can't laugh at them. But like 10 minutes what? After that, you don't think so?
That's funny right away,
bro.
As soon as I hear it, that shit is funny,
bro. There's sometimes like I'm laughing right now, nigga. Like, bro, Fake Tana came in today. Said, "What's up?"
I'm like, bro, go back downstairs.
Go back outside. I'll close the door.
Start over.
We'll try this again. It's like, bro, there's certain shit I can't handle in life, bro. Like,
yo,
if I laugh, I have to laugh, bro. It's so funny.
Oh shit!
Damn.
Shout out to Cashews.
Shout out Cashews, man.
I fucking love Trust Cashews, me, man. Cashews are so great.
Yeah.
My Black Kings want some cashews.
Are those salted or?
No, unsalted.
Unsalted.
I'm a pass.
You crazy.
I'm a pass. Oh,
I thought you was going to hand it to me.
I ain't going to hand it to you one by one.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's crazy, right? I get disrespected.
That's crazy.
Nigga's a pile of fucking nuts in my hands. Whoa. Take some. What? We're mature. Yo, I'm so mature these days. That's the thing. This shit don't even faze me. I'm 25. I got a fucking beard, a mustache. My back hurts. My fucking neck hurts. I'm grown. Shout out to grown men.
Thank you.
Yo, I'm trying to wake up early and shit. It's crazy, man.
Yo,
I've been waking up early.
I see this nigga tweeting very early. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
I be up.
Yeah, I be up like it's 2 hours earlier. After, I mean.
Fuck, bro. I'm not up if I don't got to be up straight like that.
Hmm. I'm just trying to learn to just fucking just wake up by myself early for no reason. Just fucking just do shit.
Yeah, I want to
4 a.m.
What do you do? Like, what's your morning? Like, tell us about your morning. What's your morning now?
I just fucking lay in bed and try to wake up. I just can't. I can open my eyes. I just can't stand up. That's my problem. Yeah, yeah, for me, it's like nothing but waking up, bro.
So what's the point? What's the point in waking up and laying?
Get my shit start. I'm trying to get the fuck out. I know it's bad. I just can't stop laying down.
Bro, I'm telling you, if I'm waking up early, I'm in sleep paralysis for like 3 hours. And then like I'll move a little bit, but like it's my fucking leg out the blanket.
So why not just go to sleep and then wake up when you're ready to wake up?
Because I'm waking up at 12. I'm booting up.
Because I could do it. I know the benefits. So I'm like, yo, fuck, let me try this shit like every morning.
But what are the benefits? What are the benefits?
Bro, you just get your day. Yo, once I stand up, I'm fine. Yo, I just can't fucking stand up.
I swear to God, once I lay down,
that's it.
Once I get up, I won't lay down until it's time to go to bed. So it's like, I feel like I'm booting up for a day saying like, yo, you know? Like, I don't take naps and shit.
So you feel like, your booting up process is more beneficial awake than it is asleep?
Yeah. Because like my mind's getting started and shit.
Okay.
My mind's getting started.
What about your body though?
My body's getting warmed up. It's just like a car.
More so if you were to go to sleep though?
Huh?
More so if you were to go to
sleep. Yeah, because you got to stretch and shit. My body's stretching out and shit.
Bro, your body heals the most when it's asleep.
It healed. Now it's waking up.
My body always healing.
Yeah, all right.
You can find it.
I don't know what I want. So many options.
Honestly, I don't even be waking up that early, but like when I wake up, I chill in bed for a minute. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, this is good.
I'm trying to get my shit done.
Either I get up or I'm asleep.
If you don't set an alarm, what time are you waking up?
If I don't, it depends on what time I go to sleep. Like if I go to sleep, say, okay, we're probably about to finish just like 2.
That's just how I feel right now.
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
That's just how I feel. It's so disrespectful because it's my man's and like I have to look at him and like, so you see, I can't right now. It's too soon. If you beefing with someone, like, when can you talk to them again? Like, if you genuinely had a problem with someone, like,
what's bro, the next day, shut up.
Never, fucking nigga.
Get
over it.
Go to bed.
Wake never, up. Nigga. Fuck that.
If you beef with someone?
If I beef with someone, that's it, bro. It's a wrap on a set.
Forever?
I don't play that, bro.
So me and you're beefing once and we get into altercation.
But that's the thing. But that's the thing, though. Like, what are we considering beef? You dig what I'm saying? Like, for me, ooh, like, people that I really fuck with that I feel like are my friends, like, that, like, line between, like, what's beef and what's, like, not, what's a joke is, like, very wide. Like, we could joke a lot, but once you hit that threshold and you hit that line with me, then it's like, okay, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But, like,
you know, you guys, you know, you're play fighting with your brethren and he punches you too hard. It's like, oh, fuck.
Like, yeah, basically, like, so, like, you know what I mean? Like, we've never been close to that threshold where I'm like, fuck you guys. Like, that's never happened. But, like, it's a couple people, you know? If you hit that shit with me, that's like, it's a dub. Like,
I feel like people can't really hit that shit with me. Like, I just don't be caring.
Bro, just fuck it. All right.
Unless it's like some super disrespectful shit. I'm like, yo, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, nah.
I don't be mad no more.
I don't be mad, but like I just gotta move on. Like,
y'all just fuck it lifestyle. You know? Just fuck it 2019.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go to bed, wake up, nigga. You got shit to do.
I
fuck it.
Moving on, like Cardi trying to move on. You know?
On me.
That's crazy, man. Let's talk about that for a minute. Like, bro, how do y'all like? All right, do y'all support fucking Offset posting a video of him saying like, Cardi, please take her back?
I support it because it's like, bro, like you gotta look at it from his standpoint. Like, he's trying to get his girl back, so. You got to do some shit to get your girl back. You can't just sit around and wait for her to come back.
Oh, let me ask that question again. Knowing Cardi, knowing like who Cardi is, knowing who Offset is, knowing the status they have, and the
some shit.
The viral fucking weight their fucking marriage comes with and shit. Like him posting the video is kind of weird. Like. He can get at her a different way, bro. Like, that just makes it harder for her. I feel like that, like, pisses her off. I felt like it was kind of stupid. I looked at him like, this is just
You dumb. Feel like it pisses her off?
I feel like he's doing it for more for the fans. Like,
I don't know, but Cardi's always been like a very like internet person. True. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's right up her alley of like, okay, like I like that. You know what I mean? Like that makes me feel like,
bro, yeah, keep it private. Why is that shit?
I'm looking good out here. That shit is so weird. You know what I'm saying? Public.
But for Cardi, she could care like that. I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel
you. You know what I'm saying?
It's like his kind of embarrassment back. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
bro, take that shit fucking.
Like the internet. I wouldn't. The internet that, knows like I'm right and I'm up here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like she likes that shit.
It's sad because it's just like people are forgetting that like Offset has like mad kids and shit. You know what I mean? So it's just like it's sad that if it does go to
how much
Sway,
does he have?
I think I don't know. I don't want to give a fake number, but I can search it up. But it's just sad that like this is another one that's like, yo, like he messed something up and fucking like Cardi wants to leave and he just had his baby. Even though they're moving like really fast, like I kind of I was fucking with
four.
It. Four, there you go. Four I was kind of fucking with their whole lineup. Relationship.
Yeah, how many kids I got.
I'm just like,
what am I at?
Six. Six.
The fuck?
When? Nah, but
shout out to Christmas, man. Christmas coming up.
Oh my god!
Unless the shit drop after Christmas, then I mean Christmas just passed.
You got some drink.
What's up?
You got some drink? I ran out.
What? Like Coke?
Yeah. What? Like who?
Huh?
What?
Because they don't pay us. You guys didn't rank in the bit. It's
but
right.
Coke is nah. I mean, I get it. Damn, ASMR.
Yeah.
Coke spelled
yeah,
Q.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah, wait. You guys did
and
shopping
this is
yet?
The ASMR for pouring Coke?
Yeah, that shit doesn't work on me. I'm hearing someone scratch on
I
shit.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's weird.
I'm just like, okay, fuck.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Why are you scratching it? But it like really blew up. Yo, you know what was fucking ass? YouTube Rewind.
What was that?
You see what I'm saying? It's like this dude is Rewind like at the end of every year, but it was like,
oh, like
terrible.
A
recap.
Yeah,
it was like
I'm
terrible, good. Terrible. But, like, I usually look forward to watching them just to see, like, who's in it and shit. But, like, they're always corny.
Mm.
But, like, this year was just so bad. It has the most dislikes in, like, the first week. And,
oh,
like,
really?
The whole fucking world. It's about to beat, like, fucking Justin Bieber.
Sheesh.
And Justin Bieber's, like, the most disliked video. Or,
nah,
I think.
Did beat it.
It did?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I don't know. Whatever, man. Who cares?
What is it? Just, like, clips just playing, like...
They, like, just grab everyone and kind of, like, green screen shit, and they go,
it's
like
a mashup. They do a song.
Mm-hmm.
All types of...
But they go all
out. Oh, kind of like that dude, that rapping dude. What's his name? Is it Spotlight?
The Ludacris and...
he does the rapping
Bobby
shit. Rap, he does the year
shout
recap.
Out Bobby Valentino one time. On the one time. Shout out Bobby Valentino.
Bobby Valentino whooping all over the world.
That was a big song.
Was that
man.
On your iPod shows?
Which one?
Women All Over the World.
Yo, you know they shot
that
in Alberta?
That was on my CD player.
Damn.
They shot that in Alberta.
What?
Shot that in Alberta.
What?
Nigga, was cheaper than going to Africa. They shot it in the prairies.
How do you know this?
It's a theory I have. Yo, it'd be way cheaper if you just go to Alberta in the summertime.
So,
even Caledon, nigga, you could shot that shit
this,
in Caledon.
This is my biggest worry in life. Getting chased
Rent
by
a cheetah
emo.
For the day. Getting chased on me. Oh, shit. On me.
If a fucking emo was chasing me,
gone.
Boy, if I turn around in here, just like some footsteps, some heavy footsteps, and I see a fucking emo.
Yo, nah. If you could fucking harness one animal.
Bro, you could run faster when you're scared.
Oh, I like this question.
Yo, if you
not
could
faster
fucking.
Than, hold on. Could, not faster than an emu.
Nothing's faster than an emu. Emu's faster than a cheetah.
That's a fact.
Say bro, to test that's fucking cars when they're building the manufacturers, they race emu.
They race
on me.
This should be emu
check
racing.
It out. Google it.
How you spell emu?
EMU.
Shut I felt Shells, like that man. Was it, but I was like, no way. Like that just sounds.
Shells learns how to spell emu.
Shout out the emus.
Shout out the emus on the one time.
Shells,
you know what it is. Yo, if
hold
you could
on,
fucking...
Hold on. Shells, did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
If you could harness one animal.
Harness?
Just fucking be friends and just...
Okay.
I don't know, you could ride around and shit.
Oh, okay.
Huh. What animal would you choose?
What animal can I ride on and fly? There's no, like, bird that big.
I feel like ostriches could fly. They're just being fucking lazy. They're not trying. Stop trying every day. Like, what? Why are you not fucking trying? How do you learn to walk? Like, you fucking try.
You feel me? They're just not trying. Yeah, they have wings.
They just stopped trying for so long that, like, after every generation, their wings fucking shrunk.
We should probably
Google it.
You said ostrich?
I just making shit up. Hold on, some shit about to drop. All right, don't put your head that far back.
Oh, their breastbones, they lack the keel that anchors the strong pectoral muscles required for flight.
Because they ain't working out.
Shout out the laptops. Get fucking fast.
Yo.
It's crazy.
I had a question and I forgot what it was.
Wait, nigga, we didn't even answer the question that Jermaine asked.
What was Jermaine's question?
The fucking, what animal would we like befriend if we could? Shit, I think I'm going like... I think I'm going like lion.
A lion?
I think I'm going like
that's
lion.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'll probably do a cat or a monkey or gorilla. Oh my God.
I was thinking gorilla.
Enter my fucking crib. It's fucking over. Yo, if you broke into a crib and you turned the corner and you saw a gorilla look at you like, yo.
Wow.
But you know when an animal looks at you like, yo, who the fuck is this? Does an animal ever give you like a who the fuck is this look? Like it looks at you once and then it drops its head like, who the fuck is this? And then it starts growling.
Let me find out. Let me bark.
Hold on. Shout out to dogs. You want some chill shit? I'll probably fucking befriend an anteater. I want some chill shit.
Bro. What?
Just on some chill shit.
What?
Just lay back at the crib
shit. For what though? For what?
Just on some chill shit. Nobody got an anteater.
Like, but like, but why would you want
unnecessary
that?
Company though? Like,
bro, you didn't watch Arthur? Oh, shit, that was Aardvark. Shout out to Aardvark. Shout out to Aardvark for one time.
I'd fucking befriend a fucking lion.
Yeah, it's definitely a lion.
A lion, bro. A gorilla, or a albino alligator.
Yo, I saw I only saw one in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Those exist.
Yeah,
I'm about to say shout out the zoos, man. But man, I felt terrible going to the zoo, son.
Yeah, the zoo's a fucked up place.
I paid my money and I saw these animals. I'm excited. I'm like, wait, how's there a fucking polar bear in Toronto?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. It was hot.
Albino alligator is beautiful.
It's fucking swimming.
Yeah, facts.
This shit looks like terrible. Like clay or something.
Yeah, I honestly, the first time I went to the zoo, I was like 19.
Bro, the peacocks are fucking screaming. I'm like, yo, like this thing is out.
Bro, the rhino is just screaming in the middle of the field, like not doing nothing. I'm like, nah, something's wrong here. Yo, but this is the thing. You see those movies when it's just like Pokemon did it. Nah, okay, Pokemon's a bad example. No, it is a good example. You know when you see something wrong and shit, but then like you don't want to. I'm trying to think of like how to put it. You know when you see something wrong, but then like. Okay, you see something wrong, but it's like you can't really say anything. It's like it's either you do something or you don't. So like fucking Pokemon. Yeah. Like they went to this girl was like walking by and saw that Team Rocket was stealing like mad Pokemon, right? Mm. And then she just like had to crunch them herself with her Pokemon and shit. But then like you know what I mean? Okay. Like would you do something if you're put in that situation?
Yeah.
If I saw fucking Pokemon.
Yeah.
Not like if you were at the zoo and you saw them like beating an animal and like you're just walking by, but it's like the door's cracked open.
Oh yeah, I choked them.
That was my point. That's what I was trying to get at.
I wait for them at the car and choke them.
Specific as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, I think I almost got arrested. Would. Like, I feel like
speaking of zoos.
Say what?
Speaking of zoos, we almost got arrested one time.
At a zoo?
Shooting for T-Law Goonscrap.
At the zoo?
Yo, we just needed a shot really bad. At the end of the song, at the end of the video, there's like a thing that says you could catch it at a zoo, you could catch it at a car wash.
Okay, okay.
I just need a quick shot at the zoo, like a quick little zoom in shot.
Yeah.
But we got there too late. And then I think. Oh, fuck, you were driving. You drove over, like, a barrier or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Tried to get the shot, and then someone came out and said, I'll arrest you. Or
really?
Yeah. And I told them I didn't. Like, oh, I said, I didn't know y'all was close.
I didn't notice the curb. I didn't notice the fucking locked fence.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
My bad.
Yo, I hit him with the.
I didn't see the padlock.
I hit him with the. Oh, y'all closed? Looking around the fucking parking lot, bro.
Like, where am I?
We seen you climb the curb.
That was me. You don't say.
Oh my God! Yeah,
we didn't get a shot,
and we didn't get the shot.
Oh nah. Fuck! Really?
There's many times we almost got like arrested for like video shit.
I don't understand why the world is so like serious about videotaping and like cameras and shit. Like,
bro, just
everybody. We all have them on our phones and shit.
Yeah, like, but it's like you got to think about older people. That's like when they had their privacy, they had their privacy. Now it's like they're being recorded. And it's
bro,
like,
it's just like yo,
it's always like old racist.
But it's been
people
years.
Shit,
it's been getting my vid. It's been years of this, bro. Like,
yeah,
camera phones so have been around for like at least a decade now.
Nah, but they weren't recording for that long.
Really?
Like 2004.
Maybe like, honestly, 2000
like 4 when is when I remember they were recording.
That's that's more than a decade, bro.
Oh, facts.
What time is it? I mean, yeah. What day is it?
It's 2018 right now. It's 2018. Possibly 2019, depending on when this comes out.
Bro, but fuck permits, man. Just fucking, it's a video, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Get in my shit.
Let me shoot my shit. Then you watch it. If I have any logos in there that I shouldn't, then you fucking sue my ass. But I'm going to block those.
Bro, they shoot in my building. They're trying to shoot in our building.
Bro, my heart's going to drop when someone's
trying to shoot in our building in the hallway and like the garbage chute and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In like the garage. And they're like, oh, you need a permit. You have to ask the city for that. I'm like, bro,
you see,
who cares?
You're taking your
like,
job
bro,
too serious.
I will be gone.
Like,
bro, I will be gone before
no one's
you even like
your hallway.
The bro. Feds even get here, bro.
Nah, no one, I lived upstairs.
But like in your house, like you're not. Oh, what yeah. are they gonna? You know what I mean?
Nah,
like,
he knew me.
It's his word against yours, though. You know what I'm saying?
They gonna repeat the video and say, "Oh, this is it."
I'm trying to help you, bro.
Oh shit. Nah, people take the jobs too serious. People take shit too serious, bro.
Go, give me free dip. Give me five.
Who gives
a you have so many.
But then I feel like it depends on the day, too, bro. Like, niggas just wake up angry, and then it's
bro,
like,
don't tell
me they might not wake up angry.
Yo, your personal problems got nothing to do with my dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Ranch and fucking barbecue sauce,
you can
please.
Be, you can be an asshole when taking my order.
That's yes, me, sorry.
But just give me, like, give me my food properly, and we're good, bro. Like, I love it when someone has attitude and I'm taking my
it
order.
It makes the food
I'm
better.
Like,
yeah.
Ooh, are you fucking stupid? Yo, I said number four. No pickles? Extra. Okay, I got it.
Give me attitude.
Make your shit come through it. No pickles.
No, that's when I'm pissed off. And the drive-thru line is like long as shit.
They give you one fucking ketchup.
Damn.
They just got to look at the order and just be reasonable, bro. Like, if I have... Like, if I have something that obviously needs ketchup, why are you not gonna give me ketchup?
Bro, am I not gonna dip my burger and shit?
Like, what am I like? Why would you just make an assumption?
People, like, people don't use dip sometimes. Like, people don't. That dip pizza's weird. Pineapple on pizza's fire.
Bro, every bite of pizza needs
record.
A dip.
Yeah, I like pineapple on pizza. Yeah, it's true. Some people don't. People like, I'm not like, I don't like ketchup all the time, but like, still, bro, like, give it to me.
Man,
let me
shout
make
out
that
tomato
decision.
Paste.
Yeah. I was putting ketchup on rice. It was nasty now, but like when I was a kid, I was doing
that. I do
that
sometimes
fire.
Too.
No.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
But like I don't today, mind if a barbecue
like
sauce
I would,
touches it.
I haven't done it recently, but like I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
I feel yeah. you. You're crazy.
Crazy guy still.
Well, I think we're going to wrap up our first episode.
Yeah. Can I ask you guys one more question?
Oh, yeah.
Would you get a pet monkey?
Yeah.
Now
I'm going to
fuck
shit
up.
Answer that.
I'm going to fucking. You think so?
Yeah.
Rip over my peanuts and shit.
Sweet Lee got one that's fresh.
That's what I'm saying. I was fresh on his Instagram
throw shit
today, and
mad.
It was just about like pet monkeys, bro. And like, nigga, like this pet monkey was just mad cute and shit.
Hmm.
I was like, yo, I'd be fire. Like,
nah, I'd be terrified.
I think I would get one still.
I feel like it'll wear my shit. I'd be like, yo, the fuck, get out of my fucking pants, man.
Nah, I feel like once you train it, it's good. Like, monkeys yeah. understand you and they like fuck with their mm-hmm. trainer and shit. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So like, they'll probably steal some shit of your friends, but it's like, yo, it's more
yeah.
shit for you. Fuck
yeah.
it.
I would definitely get one else. I'll
get one.
Bro,
yeah.
they're little people.
Yeah. That's exactly. Shit. That's wavy. Like
that's wavy.
That's
yeah.
scary.
All mans want kids, no?
Yeah.
It's okay,
kid.
Okay. So say less.
Cop a kid.
Nah, I'd rather, I mean, rather get a monkey for
cop
it.
Cop
a
kid.
I'd mean,
rather have a monkey. No. I want to have a monkey.
First.
Watch
y'all
this.
Trying to design
I
your
have
baby?
A monkey and then have a baby at the same time and make them like grow together.
Nah.
Because then they feel
nah.
a connection. Stop it. They feel a connection. Bro, you ever see those like.
He's going to do monkey shit then.
Now you're no, right. You're right.
You ever see the shit by like.
You don't
like
fucking steal little snacks and shit.
That's way
dogs
too much.
Bro, will come chips weird. Dogs will come home as a puppy along with the baby. And when they grow up. They're best friends.
But that's way too much work, bro. You gotta train a monkey
and a baby
raise
at the same
a baby,
time?
Bro. No.
Bro, there's two of us.
Bro, I get mad if my son fucking open a
there's
banana upside down.
Not all the time.
There's two of us. Then I'll do double the work. I had twins. Oops.
Shout out twins. Yo, wrap the thing up, man.
Yeah.
I
man.
Was trying to. You want to ask me about fucking.
Hey, wrap it up then.
Yo, you know what it is, man. Episode one, we out here. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
When is the shit? What are we doing every Monday?
Yo, we doing every Monday, man. We staying out on fucking schedule. Y'all probably
yo,
asking,
I told
like,
y'all
yo,
we back. How many times did I say
y'all.
We back?
Nah. You not supposed to talk to subscribers like this, but fuck y'all. We back. Not like that, because y'all know I love you, but like, Sometimes it's tough love. Yo. Fuck y'all. We back in this hole. More videos. Judge Psycho coming January 22nd. You fucking bozos.
Yes, ma'am.
Official date. You fucking yes, don't ma'am. Give me no applause. Give me fucking thunder, dummy.
Yes, ma'am.
Fucking Judge Tycho on the way, you heard?
Yes, ma'am.
We got them 4YE do-rags out. We was working while y'all was asking where we at. We inside. Random fucking order. Mm-hmm. I better see this shit at number one. If I don't, I swear to God, I'm just going to ask you more. Subscribe, bitch. Tell someone you love.
Shout out to go subscribing to shit.
Fuck yeah, what real. You talking
I
about.
Subscribe to shit.
January 22nd, Judge Psycho's dropping. I'm excited for that. This podcast, man, we put a lot of work into this, a lot of months going into this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We got it popping. I hope y'all niggas like the setup. We got a candle lit. I already said Faitana in the building. Already said Shells is in the building.
Faitana, the human bandana.
I, like, I had the chocolate almonds right there, but I'm like, Shells, I'm not even going to open it this episode.
Fuck it.
Power moves.
Open it tomorrow.
No. Not even going to do it.
Yeah.
Y'all, I will see you next Monday, and we can say that because we will be back.
But I mean, sometimes
maybe stuff. Yeah, I can't like say yo no for real, but like shit.
Monday's a holiday. Other, like,
but, yeah, like yeah. If I got shit to Tuesday. Do, then maybe the following
I'm
Monday
tired
or
fuck it.
What well, you know what I mean?
By the end of the week. By the end of the week.
Like, some point eventually. Of the week,
like a bonus episode.
It. And if you're under the comments saying when's the next?
Shut the fuck up.
God damn, nigga.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.